One of the problems that we face in the real estate industry, I think everyone stays so logical, but the problem is people generally don't start their buying decisions or their buying process in logic. They start with emotion. And the problem is a lot of these sales training companies and a lot of these scripts that have been given to real estate agents are like, okay, figure out their location, figure out their price, and then go from there and, you know, set them up on a drip.
Motivation is the reason why they're on the phone. We call it like an overarching goal. It's not when do they want to move, it's why are they even on the call with you? Price is something that you guys are trying to qualify people for. And then the next question that you ask, okay, so what's your price range? Oh, a 500 to 600,000. Okay, and have you talked to a lender? This would be like your doctor saying over the phone, because you said you have a stomach issue. Okay, I think you have pancreatic cancer and we need to probably do surgery. Like, the doctor needs to do discovery and they need to be curious about why you have the pain. So they're gonna book in an appointment so you can come in and talk to the doctor.
You are listening to the number one real estate podcast in the world. We talk with real estate professionals all across North America about their wins, losses, lessons, and stories to help you win in your local market today. My name is Cody from Sheridan Stream, joined with Vikram Deo of Sales Academy. And today we are going to do a call review. What's up, man? We're going to do a call review. We're going to listen. We're going to listen to a real life live transfer call that happened recently. So for those that don't know,
we're going to pinpoint at least three things that this person probably could have done in the first 60 to 90 seconds that would have set them up for a higher level of success to book appointments.
110%. Now, the cool thing about this is, for those that don't know, just set context to this. My company, we run Sheridan Street. We run a ISA company. A lot of our clients actually work with Vikram and the Real Estate Sales Academy. And we actually have calls that we listen to in order to help our clients drive more results. So like Vikram said, as we listen to this call, we're going to stop and start, and we're going to kind of give feedback based on this call to see what they did well and what they could have done better.
Yes, I have it here. Ranch house, 3 bedrooms, and you're looking only Lincoln Park area or other areas as well?
No, it could be in Sequanic, some complaints, Wayne, but the Wayne is big. I'm not going all the way to Oakland because Wayne is too big. I'm looking around the area.
And where you currently live? Which town?
Lincoln Park.
Okay, perfect. So you want to stay in the town.
So right here, instead of saying, oh, perfect, right? Like, why are we saying, oh, perfect? It doesn't actually make any sense. So instead of saying, oh, perfect, right, you guys, one of the things that you could have said right there is, oh, well, tell me what's more, like, tell me what's important about staying in Lincoln Park, right? So coming from a frame of curiosity versus a frame of like salesiness would have allowed the prospect on, you guys remember, we're talking to humans, right? Yeah. So we're just having a human to human interaction. We're not talking like the CEO of like a $50 billion company. So all you had to, all she had to say, oh, great, great, great. Yeah, that's, Why stay in Lincoln Park? Why not go to any of the other expanded areas, right? Yeah. And that curiosity would have given her an opportunity to learn a little bit more.
And I think where a lot of the struggle is, specifically in the real estate industry, and you know really well because you run a sales training company.
And I've been an agent.
One of the problems that we face in the real estate industry, I think, is like because of different acronyms like LP Mama, for example, where everyone stays so logical. But the problem is people generally don't start their buying decisions or their buying process in logic. They start with emotion. And the problem is a lot of these sales training companies and a lot of these, a lot of these scripts that have been given to real estate agents are like, okay, figure out their location, figure out their price, you know, and then go from there and, you know, set them up on a drip.
Well, no, you nailed it, bro. Like, motivation is the reason why they're on the phone. We call it like an overarching goal. It's not when do they want to move, it's why are they even on the call with you, right? Yeah. So what you guys don't realize when you hear this LP Mama, right? Which isn't bad. Like, you know, if you get where they're going to go, right? Location. I'm less concerned about price on the original call because here's the thing. Price is something that you guys are trying to qualify people for. And then the next question that you ask, which is, okay, so what's your price range? Oh, a 500 to 600,000. Okay, and have you talked to a lender? You guys, we don't qualify. I want to give you an example. This would be like your doctor saying over the phone, because you said you have a stomach issue. Okay, I think you have pancreatic cancer and we need to probably do surgery. Like, the doctor needs to do discovery and they need to be curious about why you have the pain. So they're going to book in an appointment so you can come in and talk to the doctor, right? So if we can just become more curious around that right there, man, like you'll do a lot better. The other thing is her tone, right? She's using a very professional tone and there's no curiosity in it, right? And the reason why tone matters is because your brain registers sound before it registers words, right? And you'll hear in this call at some point, I'm sure, I'm pretty sure she didn't book the appointment because she's not looking to book the appointment. She's looking to put her on a drip, right? Yeah. So online leads don't suck, you guys. And you know, I say this with the most absolute love. Online leads don't suck. Your skills suck. That doesn't mean you can't change them. It just means the current level of skills you have right now are going to get the current level of deals that you've always got. And as there's more and more people in the industry and there's more and more people calling people, you're just dealing with a downhill, right? You're dealing with an uphill battle. Yeah. You hit play again.
Beautiful area. So, Anita, would you be selling your home after you find the perfect home for you, the ranch home?
Yes, after I find, yes, but not before because I need to find some.
Pause. Do you know why she said, but not before? You know, I did not pick up on this one.
I might have missed that one. I would love to hear from you.
So she said something very curious to me, right? She says, I'm not going to sell my home until I find the new house. And she said it twice. She said, but not before. The reason why she said not before is because she feels that you're a salesperson. She doesn't feel like you're a person that's after her best interest because we're 44 seconds into the conversation and you're already saying, hey, let's talk about the sale of your home. Instead of you saying, hey, why are you on this call? You're saying, hey, let's talk about selling your home. So the woman is not stupid and she knows, or she's talked to another agent and the other agent said to her, hey, are you going to be selling your home to buy the new one? So she already has been trained either by the industry or she's been trained by other people. So she's not stupid. Like, she's a really smart woman.
This conversation comes up so much. And I think this would actually be a good opportunity for us to talk about this maybe in the next Real Estate Sales Academy training that we both do with our clients at Shared Industry and your clients, where we talk about how to...
Our skill session.
Yeah, the impact sessions, how to actually deal with a buy-sell. Because I think a lot of agents, they get hung up when they speak to somebody that needs to buy first prior to selling. I think a lot of agents make the mistake and they immediately go to the sell side, but the conversation starting with the buy side, the conversation is like starting with the aspiration of where I'm going. Hey, I have this property I'm eventually going to sell, but you, Mr. Agent, sound so salesy and you have commission breath that you're going to sell this whole property. You miss out on the entire deal. You miss out on the entire opportunity. This is a good opportunity for you to sit down and actually ask the game plan frame. Now, this didn't happen in this specific call and an appointment never got booked.
The thing that you brought up, which is a really good observation, is what happened was the agent was trying to switch frames.
Yeah.
Because you guys have been told these stupid things. List to last. You got a list. I want to be a listing agent. You guys, look, a balanced business is 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, right? You need both. You need buyers and you need sellers. Like, people are like, I won't work with buyers. I'm like, that's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah. You know, this is a buy sell. This is a buy sell.
Like, but what she did was she flipped the frame. So she flipped the frame from the buy. And when she flipped the frame, she doesn't have enough skill to do it. Like, there's a way to flip the frame and bring it back. I just based off the first minute, she doesn't know how to do it, but she could be like, okay, cool. So, now just out of curiosity, right? I just want to make sure that, I have all of my notes correct. Are you buying and then selling or selling and then buying? No, I'm buying first. I'm going to move in. I'm going to get my ducks in a row and then I'm going to put my house on the market. Oh, cool. You're really, man, that's a good position to be in. A lot of our clients, the reason I ask, a lot of our clients we work with have to do the exact opposite. So like, that's awesome. You don't have the pressure. And then she could have gone right back into like, right, why does she need a ranch home? So, hey, so just, you know, like, what was it? You said you wanted a ranch home, no stairs. What's important about a ranch home to you now, though? The now, though, makes it, brings it back home to why does this person need something?
Commitment.
Right?
Yeah. It's just it's the commitment of like, you know, why now, though? Like, what? Like, why are you on the call with me? Like, clarify why they're on the phone, label them with a problem, you know, like, and then even like potentially here is like, you could hear in the tone of her voice where she's like, she's clearly been through this rigmarole before, where it's like, are there past pains that like, where it's like, hey, I've been searching for a property for the last 7 months. I need to get out of this I need to get out of the property I'm in. Like, where is the pain? And
I think we gave what, 5 or 7 different tips. So I'm gonna do a solid for the people that listen to this. If you guys want to be invited to one of our Thursday client impact sessions, we're gonna drop a link below, and you could just click the link, show up to one of our client impact sessions. And this is what we do. We train our agents that we work with on how to have better conversations, how to have more in-depth conversations. We have a little bit of fun. And then Cody talks about how to actually generate leads with different marketing tactics. So if you'd like to be, if you'd like, I would love to honor you guys. And then if you like the content, share this with somebody else, share this with your team lead, share this with your sales manager, share this with your broker so that we can help more people.
Man, I love doing these. We're going to do more of the call reviews. And, you know, maybe like if you're a real estate agent out there and you want us to dissect a call for you, that's exactly what we do in the Real Estate Sales Academy. You know, we help people dissect their calls. And that's what we do like within the Sheridan Street joint sessions with Real Estate Sales Academy. We do that as well. So if you have a call, if you're a Sheridan Street client, your Real Estate Sales Academy client, if you're a guest, you know, if you're a guest and you click the link below, you bring in a call, we'll do a live on that impact session. We'll do a live coaching call for you. So for one special person. So click the link below. We'll see you on the other side. And thanks for tuning in another episode of the REA Podcast. We'll see you soon.
Peace.